Rich, how are you feeling 1 week later from the ordeal that we have a tendency, I have a tendency to sometimes hype stuff up a little bit too much? This delivered. This story fully delivered when we hyped up, hey man, Josh went through something and it turned out to be a backside issue. How you doing?
I'm fine. Just have to take better care of myself. I don't want to get backed up. Never want to go through what I went through, that hour-long bathroom experience on the toilet. And
well, here we are a few days, a week removed. What changes have you made?
I started drinking more water, that's for sure, because that's how I think I got into this problem in the first place.
A lot of caffeine. I mean, the only alcohol, liquid I see you drink is either Diet Cokes or energy drinks or coffee drinks. I can't recall the last time I saw you drink a water.
Yeah, I've stocked my fridge here by my small desk with lots of water bottles, with one water bottle, and I'm drinking more water at home, and even though I don't really like water, but I'm forcing myself to drink it.
You describe, you'll hear in the clip coming up, what finally emerged from you was heavy. The color, was it suspicious?
No, the color was fine.
Gotcha. Okay, not like a jet black or completely pearl white or anything.
No.
Gotcha.
It looked perfectly normal. It just weighed 50 pounds.
Oh God! All right. Well, find out why Josh got the name Sweet Potato.
No.
Behind the curtain.
On my schedule, it just says Spiegel. Ordeal. The only two people in the room that know what happened, obviously, are Spiegel, because it's his ordeal. And apparently he texted Mike, and upon receiving said text, Mike cackled out loud for about 10 minutes.
And he said he continued to laugh whatever he thought about the ordeal.
Justin and I have no idea what this is, so how should we progress? Should we just have Spiegel begin?
Or do we read the text that Mike received, Josh? Got our hand here.
I would say just have Spiegel jump into it, because the text he sent was kind of a summation of what happened. Okay. But this story seems like it's got a lot of details.
All right. So set the scene, Spiegs. It is, Friday night?
I'm nervous to tell this story. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. And I'm not exaggerating. One of the worst experiences of my life. Friday afternoon, I had to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom, and as soon as I sat down, I knew that this was going to be dramatic. I mean,
oh no,
beyond dramatic. You can't even imagine, okay? Think of your worst bathroom experiences, and think like 1,000 times worse.
What do you mean? How did you know that?
I felt what felt like almost a blockage.
Like a bubble?
No, not a bubble. If the bubble was like a rock.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Okay.
Like when you got to go poopy and you're constipated.
Yes.
It's very labored and there's a lot of...
you need a midwife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing wanting out is bigger than the thing it's got to get through.
So I'm sitting there and, you know, normally it's this procedure happens very fast for me. And I don't read. I don't spend time in the bathroom. So I'm sitting there and... It nothing is happening. I mean, nothing. I mean, I feel...
You feel it in there.
You feel it in there, uh-oh, but nothing is moving. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to. It's called a movement for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
And you're not supposed to strain. You're not supposed to push.
No. I know. We all know what that leads to.
Yeah, I deal with them a couple of times a year.
All right.
Get that rod.
So I'm on there 5, 10, 15 minutes. Nothing's happening. And I'm saying to myself, this... I've got to finish this. This, if I don't finish it through forcible measures,
it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen on its own. There's no way.
You know, there's things you could have done.
Oh,
yeah.
Mike, obviously. Throw me a pen. I'm going to write down what I think happens at the end of the story. throw my one. All right.
I mean, I don't want to jump around here, but, you know, you could have done like an enema or something like that to maybe.
Yeah.
But you're Josh Spiegel. Right. There's no way you're doing that.
Right.
So
I mean, I didn't even think of that.
And could have used a protractor.
It actually was too late to do that because.
Had there been progress?
No. I mean, let's just say the door was open. The door was open.
I've been there. I know what you're talking about. We've all been there. So
I'm there 5, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and I'm sweating. My T-shirt is drenched in sweat, and I start. And
how
I
much of that is nerves? Like, how is this going
to
end?
It's. I'm starting to get very anxious because I don't. I'll tell you what. I start straining. I start pushing, and I'm afraid I'm going to have a heart attack.
You're pushing that hard?
Yes. This is how hard I was pushing. I'm going like this. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating at the least. And
this is great.
Nothing is happening. I'm going crazy in my mind. What is going to happen? I'm going to have a heart attack. The paramedics are going to come in. They're going to find me with
pants.
Yeah.
You're going to hurt yourself. And something's going to tear.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then I remember, oh, my God, I let the dog out. The dog's been outside for 35 minutes.
Oh, no. So she's outside clawing at the door.
And it's hot out, too. So I said, okay, I got to go downstairs.
You pull your pants up?
I pull them up to basically my knees. And I walk down the hall. You know, I have a guest bathroom.
Yeah.
So I say to myself, okay, before I go let the dog in, I'll try again. Maybe after walking a few feet, it'll loosen things up.
Knock some things.
Yes.
Maybe do some jumping jacks.
So I go sit down there on that toilet, and same thing. Nothing is happening, and I'm putting my head in the palm of my hand, and I'm just, oh, God, please help me. I start praying, and please help me have this bowel movement. I'll be the best person ever.
I'll live a different life from here on out.
I will start going out with friends. If you please let this monster leave me, I'll call my sister more often.
Probably 5 minutes on that toilet. I'm starting to panic more because the dog has to be let in.
Can I ask real quickly and interject? What had the diet been in the days prior?
You know, I think what happened was I just hadn't been drinking enough water. That's the only thing.
Dehydrated.
So then I decide I'm going to go downstairs to let the dog in. So I hobble down stairs, go to the door, let the dog in, and then I go into the bathroom down there on the main floor.
Is your ass still out?
Yeah.
You could have put it away. Nothing happened.
I was afraid if
you could have put your ass away.
I was afraid if I put it away that it would make
you get frightened and scurry back.
Yeah, whatever progress might have been made.
You wanted the air to continually hit it because that's like a signal to your ass that
Okay. So I sit down in that third bathroom.
Yeah,
and I decide I've got to get. I don't know what to do. I'm panicking. I was literally going to call 911 because I didn't know what else to do.
And because you're constipated?
Because the strain on my. You should have. My whole chest was.
911, what's your emergency? I can't at all.
My chest was so exhausted from straining. And
that's not healthy.
Yeah. And so I sat down and then I think to myself, okay, I am going to push and.
Oh my God.
If I'm at peace with
dying,
basically destroying my behind from pushing, I just need to get this out. But I'm at peace with the collateral damage at this point.
You just know what that is.
Resigned yourself to possible surgeries.
Right. Yes.
Just to expel
that
what
was
you needed
pretty
to.
Much. In my mind.
I will get this gone. I will cleanse and I'll go right to Hopkins.
So this is like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, still nothing. I'm straining. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be straining. Finally, close to an hour.
An hour of straining?
Straining. Sitting, sweating, a lot of straining, yes.
Did you ever think about maybe stimulating the air?
Yeah.
Knocking something loose, back end of a toothbrush
maybe,
or something?
I did.
Right here?
Yes, I did do that.
Oh, boy. But that's what I wrote down. I wrote that down.
I did that a couple times, but that didn't work, really, because it wasn't at that.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't at that point, you know.
You want to pull
through? I'm exhausted. Even it's so traumatic. I'm even thinking about
it right
now.
Should we take a break and have you collect your thoughts?
Do you want to? If you want to.
Yeah, so you're upstairs in the bathroom. Nothing's happening. You go to let the dog in, but you stop 5 feet down the hall, try that bathroom, nothing happens. You walk all the way down with your ass out, you let the dog in, you hit the bathroom downstairs, 45 minutes worth of straining, still nothing.
Let's make a pact. We do not bring this up with Keith. He's going to ruin it. All right.
Yeah, he'll
ruin it. The integrity of this story to remain intact.
Spiegel got into an ordeal that happened on Friday afternoon into Friday night. So bad so that he ended up texting Mike. Mike received a bunch of texts and was cackling and thinking about it all night and laughing. And it turns out it had to do with a terrifying bathroom situation, which I guess started on Friday afternoon. You felt like you had to go and then couldn't go, and panic set in and you were straining for, like, explain the straining
hour,
again.
An hour, I was on, I moved from toilet to toilet. I was straining and it was so much.
You thought you were going to have a heart attack.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
You thought you were going to damage yourself.
And somebody texted in and said that people die on the toilet all the time like that.
I know. My grandparents had a neighbor.
Isn't that how Elvis went?
And this neighbor, he was in the bathroom, went to the bathroom, walked out, and collapsed in his wife's arms, died.
God. People have heart attacks on the toilet all the time. This is from a D.C. police officer. You're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, we got a call. Maybe we'll go to it after you're done. But from an EMT who's been on the scene of this exact same kind of thing.
What, so you're horrifically blocked up, and you were screaming and what? Like,
It was like I was giving birth.
Give me a real one. For an hour.
Yes. So finally,
so we leave. And you had been in your upstairs master bathroom. You tried the hallway bathroom. Went downstairs. Let the dog in. Went to the downstairs bathroom.
And I'm sitting there for another 15, 20 minutes, straining and straining. And I'm, you know, every time you breathe in to do another, like a woman who's giving birth.
Yeah.
You know, push. The doctor says push. Dude. Push. You know, take a breath and push.
You're doing great, Josh. Keep pushing.
Exactly. And this deep breath, I'm thinking to myself, maybe this will be the one. Maybe this will be the one. You know, I'm free of this. And finally, there's movement. And wow, that last push was, I mean, you would have thought I had fallen down a cliff. The way I screamed, and oh God, it was the pain was, I mean, it was like those blood vessels will never regenerate, let me tell you that.
Did you feel like when there was finally movement, okay, when you,
yes,
you got that square peg at a round hole, that you had done damage to yourself?
Oh, did you think, like, I felt the damage.
I'm definitely,
yes,
this is going to require surgery, stitching. Yes. I'm going to look down and I'm going to see a myriad of color. Okay. Colors I don't want to see.
Yeah, definitely. There was definitely damage. I felt the damage.
Was there blood?
Well, as you know, I don't look. So, of course there was blood.
I don't know. Let's go. So there was movement.
So I finished, and then you flush, and it didn't go down. Because
it's like a rock,
right? Several.
Oh my God.
Yeah, several rocks.
Like, so it was. Use your hands just to show me
sweet potato.
Three sweet potatoes.
Josh out of yam. Josh
and
yams.
Sweet potatoes.
Oh. Now,
now what?
I decided to make a rash decision, but it was a decision that had to be made, and it was an emergency situation. That was not going down the toilet.
No.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
So
oh,
I no. got up. Good and I went to the kitchen.
Good for you.
And I got one of those bags that I used to pick up after my dog. I walked back into that bathroom and I stuck my hand into the toilet. And I lifted all that out, put it in a plastic bag, walked it all out to the trash can, while
while trying not to gag. And I'm thinking, I cannot believe I'm doing this.
Never Rick's office is covered in vomit.
Never in a million years would I have thought that I would be doing this.
Did you have one of those, how did I get here moments where I'm like, I am a successful award-winning journalist and I'm walking out with handfuls of my own into the woods because it's too big.
I didn't know what else to do.
No, that's a perfect.
Can I ask you
did exactly what needed to be done. I'm at peace with everything you're doing. I would have done the same thing, dude.
Were you able to? Could you have closed your hand around, or was it too big? Could you close?
Oh, I didn't even try to close. I was too disgusted to fully hold it, so I just kind of dropped it in the plastic bag.
How heavy was it?
It was a doozy. And I said to myself, I never ever want to experience this again. So I've been drinking a lot of water, more water than I normally drink, and that was how it ended. It was the worst, one of the worst experiences of my life.
Do you still feel any discomfort at the moment?
Yes, I have a giant half grape sized hemorrhoid.
Oh,
I was
going
to say,
no.
What are the residual effects of this?
Yes.
So you have a giant hemi.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm going to have to take a bath or something.
Raspberry. Yeah, you got to soak that thing.
Been putting Preparation H cream on it.
I have plenty if you'd like. I have
you got stock the suppositories.
Piles. You got to get a suppository.
I do not have.
You got to hit it from both sides. Jot's right. You got to get that buttery bullet.
You mentioned too that the dog was freaked out.
Yeah,
by this
she
whole thing.
At first
her owner's screaming.
Yeah, at first she came to comfort me because she didn't know what was happening. She thought I was dying, but then she just freaked out and kind of you're on your own type of deal, and was running around the house freaking out.
What's the matter, Father? Oh, that, when she sees it. So do you go and see a specialist at this point? Do repairs need to take place, or are you just going to kind of handle it on your own?
I did some research on the internet, and it says if you can't get the hemorrhoid gone in about a week, then you should see a doctor.
Before we get to Mike's text, let's go to a caller here that's been holding for quite some time. Let's talk to Clyde in Laurel. Clyde, you are an EMT, correct?
Good morning, gentlemen. The 6%er here, by the way.
Shout out,
turn up,
6%er.
Sir. 11.3 at this point.
11.3, I'll take it. Here Lord Spiegel, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I am an EMT, that is correct. We ran a call for the constipated patient. We get there, this very, very, very large woman is in the middle of the bed, covered in bowel. It backed up to the point it was coming out of her mouth.
Oh, stop it.
Are you on the set of a movie?
No.
How's that? Hold on.
Is that even physically possible?
I turned him down. I just got to say, I know you're listening. You got to really watch how you proceed from this point on, because this is bad. All right.
No way.
Clyde, did you? Is there any documentation of this, by chance?
We documented it because she actually refused to go to the hospital, saying, all I need is some buttermilk, I'll be fine. And we're trying to tell her she could die.
Buttermilk?
And she refused. She refused to go to the hospital.
She had been there for so long that it just was going to leave however it could.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for the call, Clyde.
Yeah, dude. Come on, Speaks. I'm happy you're drinking more water, but this holding your pee thing is stupid and ridiculous. You need to get over that fear, and you need to go to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom. It was probably also had to do with being impacted and holding it and not going.
Oh, God.
I mean, when your body says you have to go to the bathroom, that's because you're supposed to go to the bathroom. You don't wait till
hold anymore,
you don't
man.
Wait till 6 hours later.
I'm afraid I'm going to die now.
You got to go here.
This is a wake up call, man.
I know
I'm
that after
you,
some vigorous sessions of play, I've given myself some issues, especially when you fool around back there in ways you shouldn't. May I read the text you sent?
Yes,
I have it.
This is to Mike.
To Michael. Dear Michael, I was on the toilet for an hour. I couldn't get out what had to come out. I thought I was going to die. I moved from toilet to toilet in the house. I was screaming. It was like I was giving birth. Then when I tried to flush, it wouldn't go down.
What? The next line is great.
Okay. I still can't believe I went to get a doggy poo bag, put it around my hand, and removed it one by one from the toilet into a bigger bag. It was so heavy.
Oh my God.
I tied it up and threw it in the trash outside.
Wow, this next line.
I strained so much, I'm afraid I damaged my heart. And I'm pretty sure I have multiple hemorrhoids. It is so disgusting.
I mean, it's like...
You could have died.
Wake up call. Stop holding in, like...
Old sweet potatoes.
Can you ever get over the not go using the bathroom here at work?
I guess I may have to. I may have to.
Your new name is Sweet Potato.
Sweet Potato. Sweet Potato speaks.
Sweet Potato. Oh, yeah. Sweet Potato.
Damn, son.
Oh, Josh Spiegel.
All right. Well, hey, get everything you need to. Get the medicated Preparation H wipes. Get yourself the suppositories. For the love of God, man.
Some fiber.
Get some fiber. As much of that stuff you can get. Get the squatty potty. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. Can you drink prune juice? Have you had prune juice?
I don't like prune juice.
It's not good. Pinch your nose and chug it.
Can you just, I'm just thinking of the potential futures, Josh. I'm just thinking, imagine Spiegel doesn't show up to work for a few days. We finally go to his house, kick the door. No.
Yeah, we're going to find
you're
you.
You're on the floor with your pants around your ankles.
We're gonna be the ones to find you dead.
Yeah, don't do it for you. Do it for us. Because I don't feel like finding you hanging out.
Some horrible offering.
That's the last image we have of you on your floor. Pants around your ankles.
No, I want it to be you interviewing like a dignitary. You on Capitol Hill ringing the Wall Street bell. You at a presidential inauguration accepting your sixth Murrow. Not in the middle of a back...